A couple desperate for money.
Me and my wife were in some financial problems.
So they stole her father's cash.
Where did you take the money from?
I got it off the kitchen counter.
You walked into your in-laws' house and you just took it off?
Yes.
But they say they gave it back.
We put the money back as soon as we had it.
Whose story do you believe?
You stole money.
Yes, and I put it back.
Don't lie to me.
Judge Judy.
Pay attention to what I'm saying to you.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 50-year-old truck driver Charles Pierce is suing his daughter, 25-year-old waitress Rose Pierce, and her husband, 20-year-old delivery man Michael McCombs. Charles says the couple owes for a washer and dryer and for stealing money from his ATM.
Order, all rise. Your Honor, this is case number 12 on the calendar in the matter of Pierce versus McCombs Pierce. Parties have been sworn in. Judge, you may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Pierce, the defendants are your daughter and son-in-law.
Yes, ma'am.
Your lawsuit consists of two parts. The first part has to do with an old debt, and that is a debt that stems from purchase of a washer and dryer. Several years ago, according to you, your daughter needed a new washer and dryer. You agreed to put it on your credit card, and according to you, the arrangement was that they would pay the credit card charges. You ended up paying for the whole thing because they were paying sporadically.
Yes, ma'am.
And they've never paid you back for that.
No, ma'am.
Second part of the lawsuit is you claim that sometime more recently, either or both of them used your ATM card without your permission and withdrew, I believe, $2,700?
It was actually just a little over $2,500, ma'am.
And you want that money back?
Yes, ma'am.
How much was the washer and dryer?
The actual purchase price was $726.
Okay. Who wants to talk?
I will.
Go. Let's start with the washer and dryer.
Washer and dryer, I was told that it was going to be a gift to us for our wedding.
Who told you that?
Sue and Chuck.
Really?
Yes.
When did they tell you that?
It was the day they bought it.
Did you ever tell them that?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Now, I don't care, sir, whether you didn't know that this was a loan because your wife didn't tell you, because I've got her answer. But don't lie to me, because clearly this was never given to you as a gift, with a statement by your father-in-law that it was a gift, because your wife acknowledged that it wasn't a gift. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, she may not have told you that at the time.
I found out about 2 weeks ago.
I understand that. But don't lie to me and say he told you it was a gift.
Well, him and his wife both told me that it was a gift.
Why would they tell you it was a gift when it was not?
I don't know.
Did you have some sort of an arrangement with your daughter not to tell him?
No, ma'am.
Now, what arrangement did you have with your father?
I had told my mother and my father both that I would make the payments. And then Mike and I ended up splitting up, and I could no longer make the payment.
So they bought the washer and dryer when?
Around the end of 97.
Okay. And you and your husband broke up when?
Around the beginning of 98.
Had you made the payments up until that time?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so?
And so I told him I could no longer make the payment, and I told him he could have it back if he liked.
Well, what was he going to do with it?
I don't know.
Whatever he wanted.
Well, how much do you think the store was going to give them for a used washer and dryer?
He was so desperate to get it back. He had more than an opportunity to come and pick it up.
What was he supposed to do with it?
Whatever he felt like. He could have put it on top of his house.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a delivery driver.
What do you deliver?
Newspapers.
I mean, don't you fail to see the logic in your response? Let me ask you this, sir. You own a car?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever own a car?
Yes, I have.
Did you buy it yourself?
Yes, I did.
Did you buy it new or used?
It was used.
Did you pay it off?
Actually, yes, I did.
So let's say you buy the car January 1st of 2000, and you buy the car for $1,000, and you drive it for 6 months, and you find that you can no longer make the payments. So you say, I'm going to take the car back. Now all the debts is cleared. That's it, I'm taking the car back.
I never had any written...
No. Just pay attention to what I'm saying to you. You think that that's what a car dealer does? Takes the car back and say, thank you very much, you couldn't afford it, we're really sorry.
No.
No, because once you take out a car, depreciates in value.
Yeah, and I have a written agreement also with the car, not with the watch.
You don't need a written agreement, sir. You don't need a written agreement to have a contract. You can have an oral contract as long as there is an offer, which was made, and acceptance. That's what makes a contract. See, I just taught you something. Now, when did you get back with Mr. Charming?
I don't know. It was probably like 7 months later.
So seven months later, you got back together. Did you start to make the payments then?
I don't believe so, but I think it started in December of last year till either February or March. I was making payments to my mother of $50.
Is that right?
Day.
I believe so.
So how much did she pay off in total? You have to tell me, sir. She sounds to me like she made a lot of payments.
Actually, probably, I would guess, probably $700 or $800.
That would pay off the washer and dryer.
Just a minute. That paid off the washer and dryer, if you're guessing. Did anybody keep receipts? Anybody keep money?
I don't handle the finances in the family, ma'am.
Well, who does?
My wife does.
Where is she?
She's at home at work.
Forget washer dryer, as far as I'm concerned. You did the right thing, according to your father, and if you paid off $700 or $800, he's guessing, and you don't have any records, I assume the washer and dryer is paid off. See, you're home free. Now, who took the ATM card?
I did.
Why?
Because me and my wife were in some financial problems.
Well, tell me how you took the credit card.
I got it off the kitchen counter.
You walked into your in-law's house and you just took it off?
Yes.
Did you tell your wife about it?
Yes, she knew about it.
What'd you tell her?
I told her that it was something that we discussed and we put the
money. Tell me what the discussion was, Mr. McCombs.
That we would take their card, take the money out, and then put the money back as soon as we had it. And that's exactly what we did.
You stole money.
Yes, and I put it back.
You stole money. How did you get caught?
I guess he got his bank statements and noticed that there was a couple withdrawals on there that weren't from him.
Show me the money that was withdrawn by them.
Here's the copies of the actual bank statements. And the amounts are highlighted, ma'am.
How do you know that these are their withdrawals?
I'm a long-haul truck driver. I'm not home during the week. And as we determined, they were all done at this approximately the same time.
I see. 7-Eleven. Is that where you took the money from?
No. Took it from Washington Mutual Bank, their bank, to avoid a surcharge.
Where did you take the money from?
Washington Mutual
Bank. I'm not asking you. Where did you take the money from?
I believe I did it once, and it was at 7-Eleven, I would believe.
Father agreed not to prosecute these charges. Is that right?
Apparently, yes.
What do you mean, apparently, yes? What does that mean?
We're here and not there, so apparently.
We're talking about a long time ago, madam.
Yes.
And what was the arrangement with your father with regard to him agreeing not to prosecute?
Mike made the arrangements with my mother and my mom.
Which was?
Ask him.
I'm asking you.
That he would be responsible to pay them back the money.
Now, why isn't your wife here, sir?
She was unable to come down because of her job.
Is it possible she didn't want to come down here and confront her daughter?
Could have been.
Did you discuss that?
Yes. She was hoping to be kept out of it to save her relationship with her daughter.
Time to bring that.
Excuse me?
No, just a talk her and her mother had last night.
Which was?
Which is, if I didn't stand up, he would make my mother choose between me or him.
Who's he, your father?
Yes.
Your parents been pretty good to you?
Her mother.
Her mother?
But she wasn't asking you.
That was the smartest thing I've heard you say. That was the smartest thing I've heard you say so far. You probably ought to say it more often.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Charles Pierce says his daughter, Rose Pierce, and her husband, Michael McCombs, owe for a washer and dryer. Charles also says they used his ATM card to steal money.
Now, your arrangement was that you would take responsibility. You have a memory lapse with regard to how much money you took out of your in-law's account. The fact that you stole from them and you knew that you were stealing from your parents is really an outrageous thing. I know that you probably paid a lot more in service charges and credit charges over this 726 with regard to the washer and dryer. However, Mr. Pierce, since you don't keep good records and your wife is not here, and since your daughter did in fact make an attempt to pay and did, according to you, pay at least $700 or $800, I am wiping out that debt. However, I find that they are responsible for unauthorized withdrawals from your bank account in the amount of $2,536.50. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Just happy to see justice done.
It's pretty sad. You have to come to court for it.
I expect people to honor their word and pay their debts like they should.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Summer versus Bree. Step forward, please.
53-year-old property manager Stephen Summer is suing the mother of his son's former friend, 49-year-old nurse Jan Bree, and her son, 17-year-old Joey. Stephen says Joey, together with his son, 16-year-old Chris, stole his credit cards and ran away.
Mr. Summer, it is your claim that your son and the defendant's son stole your truck, stole your credit cards, took some cash out of your house, ran away to Vegas or something, had a spree. Not once, but twice. And you want the defendant to pay for half the damage to the truck, half of the credit cards that they built up on this little jaunt that they had, and also half the cash that was taken from your house.
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay. So, for the time being, I just want the two boys right up where you are, and the parents can sit down. All right, so let's get to the first occasion when your father's truck was taken. Tell me about that, Christopher.
I was in my house, and Joseph was staying over at my house, and I just was fed up staying at home, so I wanted to leave and asked him if he wanted to come, and so we left.
And tell me about your father's credit cards.
I took a couple of his credit cards.
I want to know how you did that.
Out of his wallet.
Where was his wallet?
In our office, I think, Your Honor.
Who went into the office?
I did, Your Honor.
Alone?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what did you do with the credit cards?
Put them in my pocket and then we left.
Where did you go?
Towards Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you ever end up there?
Yes.
When was the first time you used the credit card?
A couple hours after that night in Anthem, Arizona, at a bank, Bank of America.
And how did you use the credit card?
We stopped at an ATM and withdraw some money.
You stopped the car?
Yes.
And when you got out at the ATM, what did you do?
We had the money and then we left after that.
When you say we had the money, where did Joseph stay?
He was in the truck.
He stayed in the truck while you went and withdrew the money?
Yes.
And then you kept going?
Yes.
When did you next use the credit card?
At a gas station, maybe 3 hours away.
So all told, you used the credit card and you stayed at a motel?
In Las Vegas, yes. Afternoon.
And then did you go home?
Yes.
Voluntarily?
We stayed at a halfway place and then our parents came to pick us up.
Did the police stop you?
Well, we came out of the hotel and the police were waiting there.
And then your parents came and picked you up?
Yes.
I would assume that they had a serious discussion with you when you got home?
Yes.
But then you got bored again?
Yes.
When did you get bored again? How much later?
A month later.
So tell me what happened.
I was there and then I just got tired of it and so I left in my dad's Mazda truck.
And when you left in the truck this time, did you take any of your father's credit cards?
Yes.
Where'd you get them from?
His wallet.
Again?
Yes.
And where was his wallet?
In his bedroom.
And where were the truck keys?
The truck keys to his Mazda was in his pants pocket.
And where was your father when this was all going on?
He was sleeping.
So what time did you leave?
11 o'clock that night.
And you went and picked up Joseph?
Yes.
Well, tell me what happened when you got to his house.
I got to his house and I parked alongside of his road. Walked up to his house and his light was on. And I went and knocked on his window and he had his stuff and so we left.
What stuff?
Some clothes and...
Well, had you made arrangements with him before to take off again?
Yes.
Well, tell me about that. When did you call him and tell him you were going to take off again?
Earlier that day.
What did you say to him and what did he say to you?
I just said I wanted to leave and asked him if he wanted to go and he said yes.
And you took off again. Where did you go this time?
Towards Chicago, Illinois.
And how many days later did you get stopped?
3 or 4 days later.
And you used your father's credit cards all during that time?
Yes.
And you got stopped by the police again?
Yes.
So, Joseph, you want to tell me how come you went along for the ride twice?
I was in a lot of trouble, and I was in trouble with my girlfriend. I was in a lot of trouble at home, and just kind of wanted to get away from there because I had nothing to lose, that kind of stuff. That's about all rebelling, I guess.
Now I'll take the parents. No, you stay up there, Christopher. You're involved. Mr. Summer, Did you have any conversation with Mrs. Bree with regard to her repaying you for any of the damages to your truck or anything else?
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me what kind of conversations you had with her.
Basically, Your Honor, I summarized all the charges and accumulated all the debts and payments and everything that were expected, and I put together a concise list for that I expected to have Joey reimburse us for his 50%, and I felt they were equally responsible for these events. And I presented it to her and asked her that she review them, present them to Joey, get his approval or disapproval, have him sign a promissory note to repay all of the charges, and I would continue that debt to be paid.
And what did she say to you?
She said, I'll go home and we'll review it.
Mr. Summer, let me tell you what my feelings are. I read your complaint very carefully. The defendant's answer suggests that her son was just along for the ride. Well, I don't think that's entirely true, Ms. Bree. The problem that I have, Mr. Summer, with your complaint is that while you may not have been on notice the first time that your son had a propensity to steal your property, certainly after the first runaway, you were on notice. And it seems to me from what your son tells me that you took no extra precautions, like putting a lock on your car so that it couldn't be started, like making sure that the keys to all of your vehicles were at a place where he couldn't get them, to securing your wallet, because it would seem to me that but for the fact that all of these things were left as accessible to him as they were the first time, he wouldn't have been able to get into the car and to make arrangements with Joseph to run away again. I mean, I'm not saying that he exercised good judgment. I mean, you have two idiots. They're two idiots, but they're two 17-year-old idiots. You have the ability after the first runaway to secure your cars and secure your cash and secure your cards so that your son wouldn't be in a position to do it again. And I know it's a terrible way to live, but for the fact that these things were so accessible, we wouldn't be here today.
They were inaccessible, Your Honor, in my estimation.
How were they inaccessible if you did it?
The keys and the wallet were in my pants, and they were at the head of my bed, and he had slid into the bedroom in the dark and broken down a lamp that had a hook on it, and he hooked the pants and slyly drug them out of the room and confiscated and took the keys to the Mazda.
Did you get your life straightened out?
Yes, Your Honor, I have.
Have you?
Yes, I have, Your Honor.
You two boys still friends?
No, Your Honor.
You going to school?
Your Honor, I went to a quasi-military camp for 5 months, Your Honor, and I graduated from high school with my diploma and my GED, Your Honor.
Okay, and what about you?
I am still enrolled in school, Your Honor.
Going?
Yes.
You still got the same girlfriend?
Yes, Your Honor, I do.
Haven't run away since?
No, Your Honor, I'm an explorer for the Phoenix Police Department now.
Well, at least they got you involved in something. Anyway, Ms. Bree, let me tell you what I believe you are responsible for. I believe you are responsible not for $2,500 worth of charges for all of that, but I believe that your son used half of what was spent on the credit cards just for their jaunts. He knew it was the wrong thing to do. And he spent, and he ate, and he slept, and he drove in a truck that had gas, and that's going to cost $187 because that's half of what the credit card bills were. It's judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I still feel that, you know, parents need to be accountable for their children.
He's no angel, and I didn't feel he's innocent in the whole situation.
I think that too many parents try to pass off responsibility.
They needed to be punished for what they did.
And say that it's the other child's fault for their child's deficit.
And I did feel that he should pay for half of their charges.
I think if they take personal responsibility in their children, they try and work with other parents together.
I felt like he should take legal action against them, and he didn't want to do that.
Then maybe they'll have both children turn out in a satisfactory manner.